Glad to have you with us on Air Talk here on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Kyle Stokes, and all this week for Larry Mantle. Los Angeles city leaders want to put more teams on the streets to handle the cleanups of homeless encampments as part of a package of changes that went before an LA City Council committee yesterday. The idea is to provide more weekly, if not daily, services to the encampments. And in addition to putting more crews in each council district, the city proposes setting up bathrooms and trash bins for people living on the streets. Activists have long called for changes to how LA handles the sweep. So the question is whether these changes are a step in the right direction. And to talk through those changes, KPCC housing reporter Matt Tinoco joins us here in the studio. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Kyle.
So why is it that homeless encampment cleanups, we just hear all the time about them, they've been so controversial? Why is that?
You hear about the controversy a lot. It's because, well, I mean, homelessness is the, it's impossible to not see, right? The issue of having so many people living outside in our public right-of-way. Everybody agrees that this is a sanitation disaster. What people disagree on is what to do about it. For now, what we have is the city of LA has a number of different sort of sanitation cleanup programs aimed at sort of, depending on the program, they have different aims. But the goal is to try and sort of clean up the encampments. The problem is that depending on who you ask, the encampment cleanups are good or bad. Basically, the people in the encampments, as well as a whole coalition of service providers, are saying that the way the encampment cleanups happen right now, it doesn't really amount to cleaning up, and it's more of a way to try and get people to move to somewhere else. On the flip side is you have the situation that there is a huge amount of garbage, as well as just people living out in the public right-of-way with no sanitation services. You know, there aren't bathrooms on the street, so where do people go to the bathroom? All of these sort of issues that are coming up because we have such a high unsheltered homeless population in the city of Los Angeles.
So there's this sort of breakdown between people who just, you know, see this as they're just trying to get these people out of there. And then there's this other very tangled question of, like, should we be serving people while they're on the streets? Does that sort of create concerns about a permanent condition?
Yeah, I mean, that's the core, the tension. Okay, so the reality is that we have so many people living on the street, and try as we are to try and put them into shelter, put them into permanent housing, it's not happening anywhere near as quickly as anybody would like it. So because you have so many people on the street, the powers, basically the county health department has instructed local cities to get their act together and be like, okay, well, you can't shelter these people, you can't put them into permanent housing, but now, okay, so if the encampments are going to be there, you have to figure out how to provide services to the encampments. And that's what's touchy, is because there are a lot of folks who do not want the encampments to be there. So that's sort of where we are right now, is that you servicing the encampments, providing the sort of news item right now is that the city of Los Angeles is considering how to restructure how it does this. In the past, we have this sort of apparatus that was kind of, it's haphazardly assembled. It wasn't really thought out, and it's just sort of occurred over the past years as individual parts of the cities have said, hey, we need to have more cleanup services here, we need to do this here. And it's evolved. And
so people call their council member, they call the sanitation district or something like, I mean, who do they call?
Yes. A lot of the system we have right now has actually been structured around 311 complaints. Mm. That itself is controversial. We have some of the advocates saying that we should not have a system that does encampment cleanups based on 311 encampments, because that it sort of nurtures tension between people in their own. Like, a lot of the people who are on the streets are often they're on the street in the same area where they once lived. People stay where they became homeless because that's where it's most comfortable. But then if you have a complaint-driven system, then it sort of fosters a tension between those. And that's just one of little things. But basically, the system we have right now has evolved. It's haphazard. Nobody is happy with it. People on the street and are saying, okay, well, this is a violation of our civil rights. People in properties who want the encampments cleaned up are saying, okay, well, you do the sanitation things, but then they go back there. And also, you've left a whole bunch of other trash there, too. And really, what the city is trying to do right now, specifically, it's the sanitation department, is trying to figure out how to do this whole thing better. How do we conduct encampment? How do we provide services to encampments without violating civil rights? How do we deal with the very real trash problem? How do we deal with all of these problems? Because the reality is that we don't have anywhere for these people to go.
So what would change after this committee hearing took place on Tuesday? There's a proposal that's now moving through the process of council committees. What is that proposal and what would change specifically?
It's basically the sanitation department has come up with a very sort of sprawling plan that says, okay, we are going to we're going to consolidate all the variety of different sort of cleanup services that we have right now, and we're going to put them in under this one sort of administrative umbrella. They would be called CARE and CARE Plus teams, the cleaning and rapid engagement teams, which would basically be you'll have one care team has four people on it, sort of devoted to encampment cleanups and outreach and service providing. In each council district, as well as some for citywide, as well as a number of other so-called CARE Plus teams, which have eight employees doing work in sort of higher impact areas. The idea is to lead with public health. The goal would eventually, it's being worked out. That's what you said. It's going through the council committee process. The first committee hearing was yesterday. There will be several more. It would require hiring a number of new employees. All of this is very costly, but it's also like what else can be done right now?
Yeah, at a cost of a couple million dollars. I'm curious to know, too, has it been worked out whether LAPD will be involved with these new sweeps? That's been one of the most controversial elements of the sweeps in the past.
That police involvement in encampment cleanups is the chief sticking point. So advocates look at what has been proposed and say, this is all fine and dandy. So long as it does not come with a sort of criminalization aspect. Officially, we don't know. It is being worked out. Honestly could not tell you whether or not police will be involved in this new program that sort of is coming out. I think they're supposed to roll it out in October.
Do you think that this is a step in the right direction? How is this? And I guess the broader question for you as a reporter covering this is in about a minute that we have left. Can you tell me, like, is this being viewed as a step in the right direction by some of the people who've criticized how homeless encampment camps have been done in the past? Encampment cleanups, I mean.
I think the recognition from the city, the acknowledgement from the city that this problem cannot be moved somewhere else is key. Whether or not that gets fully operationalized in the coming months, I could not tell you. But it is the city of Los Angeles acknowledging that, okay, we have people on the street. They're going to be there. How do we sort of relieve their immediate material needs right now? We will see how that proceeds. But what I read here is an acknowledgement, okay, it's that we're going to do street-oriented services, which may be unpopular, but it's also what other options are there right now.
KPCC's Matt Tinoco, thanks very much.
Thank you, Kyle.
We've been talking with KPCC's Matt Tinoco. The LA City Council is considering possible changes to how they handle the cleanups of homeless encampments. Here on Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about immigrant entrepreneurship. Back after a quick recess here on 89.3 KPCC.